Won't You Open Up the Sunroof in My Head? Written by Ghost Band-Aids and read by Fens and Marshes as a gift for Starlit Wish. Summary. In a world where you can hear whatever your soulmate sings, it can be pretty hard to get work done, or focus, or fall asleep. But it's not all bad. Or, 5 times that the SBI soulmates were annoyed and 1 time they weren't, except the entire fic is horrendously fluffy and on the verge of a crack fic. One. Techno had just started in on editing his next video when the familiar off-key humming of Animal Crossing at full volume filled his head. He groaned and dropped his head into his hands. It just had to be when he was trying to concentrate. Tommy, he hummed in a monotone voice so that the boy would hear it as he opened Twitch. I support your streaming, but please, please be quiet.
What?
Tommy yelled as the stream buffered and started to play on Techno's monitor. Technoblade just DM'd me saying that he likes my singing? The waterfall of chat messages streamed past the video. Aww, they said.
Well, chat, I have good news for you and Techno. This has just become the Tommy Innit singing special.
Please. Techno said to the computer, for he knew Tommy couldn't hear him. Don't do this to me.
Yes, said the chat. Yes, sing!
Techno joined the server and sent, Please shut up, Tommy. He's lying, chat! And, because he couldn't resist, subscribe to Technoblade. It only made Tommy sing louder and the chat stream faster, and goddamn, this kid had some lungs. The delay between Tommy's singing on the stream and in his head was echoey and headache-inducing, so he closed Twitch and did his best to cut clips and edit some audio. Keyword, did his best. Tommy's voice permeated his head and made it impossible to focus on his work, but he really did need to get it done. Desperate times called for desperate measures. He pulled up Tommy's stream in his Blitz parody, singing the latter at full volume and smirking as he watched Tommy struggle to keep up his own singing. Sorry, Phil, he thought. And Wilbur. Couldn't be helped.
Well, I think that concludes our singing portion of the stream, Tommy stammered,
doing his best to string together coherent sentences while Techno drowned out his thoughts with full volume lyrics about his ending 9-month regime. Finally, Tommy went back to talking instead of singing, and Techno sighed in relief. He returned to editing, a smile still present on his face. 2. It was midnight, and Phil stared up at the ceiling in despair, trying desperately to clear his mind and go to sleep. He knew that he was probably the most well-adjusted of their group, so it came as no surprise that while he lay in bed next to Kristen, Wilbur was practicing the chorus for his newest song over and over again. Usually, Will played quieter songs at night, but this one, Something About Being a Soft Boy, was cocky and loud. It's fine, he told himself. He's doing a good job, don't discourage him. He rolled over and put a pillow over his head as if he could block out the noise. After listening to the line, It's not an Ahegao hoodie, it's a work of art, 3 times in a row, his frustration and curiosity overcame his need for sleep, and he rolled out of bed, ignoring Kristen's mumbled protest. The computer screen threw a white tint over his face, and he blinked tiredly as his eyes adjusted. Ahegao hoodie, he typed into the search bar. The computer loaded the images with reluctance. The pictures that followed were not what Phil had wanted to see that night, and he jolted backwards in the chair.
Wilbur, he groaned. You made me get out of bed for this?
Phil! Kristen yelled from behind him, looking over his shoulder at the screen. He hadn't even noticed her come into the room, and it was his second heart attack of the night.
Am I not enough for you? Are you going to replace me?
It's Wilbur's fault, he yelled, followed by a series of excuses. Sure, she said, winking and turning to go back to bed.
If your song lyrics are the end of my happy marriage, I don't know what I'll do, he messaged Wilbur without explanation.
Wilbur typed several messages, but didn't appear to send them.
I looked up at her girl hoodie, Will, while Kristen watched, Phil continued, sighing in defeat.
Gotta keep up with the times, old man, Wilbur replied. Phil laughed and typed out a simple good night and good luck. Wilbur stopped singing shortly after, and Phil fell asleep next to Kristen, who had only joked about going to sleep on the couch instead of in their bed, and had not actually done it. 3.
I'm just saying that we're being too nice by trying to wake him up. His team will have to forfeit if he doesn't show, Techno said.
You know how excited he was for this one, Wilbur cut in.
He forced me to practice with him for hours, Phil said. I'm not about to let that go to waste.
Fine, Techno grumbled. Everyone mute now. The Minecraft Championship was set to start in 15 minutes, and there was no sign that Tommy was ready for it or even awake. He heard Wilbur start to sing Your New Boyfriend with the cadence of a heavy metal artist, and Phil join in enthusiastically. Techno wasn't one for effort or musicality, so he just yelled in a sing-song voice, Tommy, get up. Tommy, I want you to stay asleep so that your team loses, but they're not letting me, and I don't want to keep singing, so please just wake up. Now, Tommy, wake up. He had to take a break from singing to laugh when Wilbur switched to a rock rendition of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and Phil started beatboxing. Tommy's icon popped up in the chat.
Shut the fuck up, he typed. I was taking a nap.
Check the time, bud, Phil sent.
Shit, Tommy said, joining the VC. Shit, shit, shit.
He sounded mildly panicked, voice scratchy with sleep. You've got time, Phil reassured him. Just grab your coke and get back here. I know that you're ready.
Okay, Tommy said. Yeah, okay, I'm fine. I got this.
You got this, Wilbur repeated encouragingly.
And Tech, I never knew that you were a songwriter. I couldn't think of any songs.
I think that we should find you a label.
Wilbur's right, Phil said. It was very good.
Techno glared at his computer, pretending that he was actually mad. Tommy rejoined the call.
I've got to go get ready now, he yelled.
But thanks, guys. Don't know what I would do without you. A chime marked his exit.
Huh, said Techno.
That sounded kinda genuine, if you ask me.
Maybe he doesn't actually hate us, Wilbur mused.
Their feelings toward Tommy were slightly less positive when, hours later, the tournament scoreboard adjusted for the last time and his team took first place.
Still think we should have let him sleep through it, Techno grumbled.
But Tommy's cheers of joy were infectious and, even if he didn't want to admit it, he was proud.
4.
From Tommy Innit.
Phil. Big man, I love you, but do you understand the position it puts me in when I start laughing during English and the teacher says, Tommy, why are you laughing?
And I say, oh, Mrs. Teacher Lady, one of my soulmates is singing a song. And she says, what song? And I say, I can't tell you. And she says, Tommy, you are so cool, I want to be just like you. Please tell me what song you were listening to because you were the best.
But you, Phil, are stinging Snoop Dogg smoke weed every day, and I don't want my teacher to think that I have bad soulmates who watch anime Snoop Dogg sing about weed.
Even though you do that all the time, LMAO. So I told her that you were just a bad singer. From Philza. How else am I supposed to weed out the weak? I am not ashamed. 5. Where's Tommy? George asked, glancing at the time displayed on his phone and shifting from foot to foot. You did tell him what time we were meeting, right? It was the first time that most of them had met up in person. Even Techno was there, blinking at the bright midday sun like it had offended him. Only every day for the past week, Phil sighed. He's coming, though, I'm sure. I'll send him a message, Wilbur said. Where are you? He typed. We're waiting. He could tell that Tommy was online and had probably read it, but he didn't respond. Instead, Wilbur's head filled with the sound of someone singing speedrunning music.
Do-do-do-do,
Tommy sang, sounding out of breath.
Do-do-do!
Phil let out a quiet chuckle. Is he coming? Fundy asked. Oh, he's definitely coming. I think he's running, said Wilbur, laughing. Even Techno smirked. Any second now. Then Tommy was rounding the corner and running up to the rest of the group on the corner, still humming.
Sorry,
he yelled, leaning forwards with his hands on his knees and panting. Father and it dropped me off on the wrong street. They went to the arcade and then to the beach, and everyone was tired, happy and sunburnt by the end of it.
Do-do-do-do,
Techno hummed on the walk back to their cars before he even realised that he was doing it. Tommy glanced up and smiled.
It's all your fault, Techno hissed. You got it stuck in my head.
Plus one. Tommy threw himself on the bed and let out a long sigh. Thank goodness today wasn't a streaming day, because he would have been tempted to cancel if it was. The day had been one bad thing after another. A stubbed toe, no milk for his usual cereal, a forgotten assignment, an ice-cold wind that had whipped his hair around and chilled his face and hands while he rode his bike home. Nothing terrible, but nothing good either. How was everyone's day? Phil asked in their group chat. Tommy was tempted to leave it unanswered, but typed, not poggers, before pulling a hoodie on and wrapping himself in a blanket, still cold from outside. Unusually enough, Techno read it and didn't even answer. Want to talk about it? Phil sent him in a separate chat. No, he answered. He wanted to go to sleep and try again tomorrow. He was twisted in the blanket, trying to rub feeling back into his fingers when he heard Wilbur's soft voice. Here comes the sun, Wilbur sang. Here comes the sun. His voice was unaccompanied, but Tommy could picture him, perched on a sofa arm or his bed, strumming cheerily on a guitar. A smile tugged on his lips. Come on, I'm trying to be moody right now. Techno messaged the group. Someone sing the do parts, Wilbur sent, ignoring Techno. On the next chorus, Tommy and Phil jumped in to sing the do-do-do-do. You're coming in late, Phil said.
Pretty sure you're coming in early, big man. I never mess up, Tommy answered.
And I say, it's all right, sang Wilbur. You both have terrible timing, Techno said, joining them in the next chorus. They sang the whole song, and then they sang it again for good measure. Thanks, Will, Techno said. Anytime, Wilbur answered. Love you guys, Tommy said. The day has been upgraded to poggers. Maybe the soulmate thing wasn't so bad. The end. Thank you for listening. I tried.